Well, let me tell you, somebody who does know about the end times, Bible prophecy in particular, I'm talking about Steve Herzig. He's the national director of an organization called Friends of Israel. And what's so interesting to me, we talk on the radio, we have conversations like this. I'm in Israel. Steve Herzig is in Israel with his tour from Friends of Israel. We don't run into each other, but our son Jimmy Jr., who was helping me do the tours, saw them, I believe, there in Nazareth at Nazareth Village and also at the border between Jordan and Israel when they were both coming back, I think, from a sojourn over to Petra. Is that correct, Steve? Did you and Jim get together while I was not ready to go out and do anything, just sitting around resting?
Yes, Jimmy, it's absolutely true. I saw your son, Jimmy, and we had a great time waiting in line, getting in from Jordan after seeing Petra, and he told me that you interviewed him there. On spot, and I went back and heard that. It was great, and it was great to see him.
Well, that is so neat you guys could get together. How many years did Elwood McQuaid lead your tours there for Friends of Israel, but now you young guys taking over to help us old guys rest up a bit?
Yeah, Elwood Elwood has been there, had led at least for over 25 years, and so, yeah, it happens to all of us. I know that each time I come back from Israel, when I have the privilege of going, I feel some muscle and bone that I didn't know I had.
Absolutely. Well, of course, there must be some Jewish holy day up close at hand because I'm calling Steve Herzig. He has an excellent book, in fact, two books, two different volumes, Jewish Culture and Customs, and then more Jewish Culture and Customs, the title of the second book. You can see Steve's very original. Anyway, this is an excellent tool if you want to understand the customs and the culture of the Jewish people. We have Passover coming up now. It's actually going to begin next Friday night. Of course, the Jewish day is the night and the day from Genesis chapter 1. So the new day begins at sundown and then concludes at the next day sundown. But we're going to have Easter underway before we get back on the air. So, Steve, I thought I'd bring you on board. Before we talk about, I said Easter, I mean Passover, and they're almost synonymous terms when you think about it. But before I bring you to the discussion on Passover, talk to me about what the ladies would be doing and how this has impacted all the ladies of the world today.
Well, I always tell people, Jimmy, that Jewish people invented spring cleaning. So if you want to blame us, we're blamed for just about everything. So you might as well add that to the list. And the reason is that all the leaven of the house has to be removed. We're told that Passover and following subsequently the Feast of Unleavened Bread, we're not to have any leaven. And so there's a search through the house for any leaven. If there's just one little bit of leaven, it, of course, makes everything trafe or unclean. So the preparation is new dishes, new silverware, and, of course, if you keep kosher, that would be two sets of dishes and silverware, one for dairy, one for meat, that are completely different than the other ones because they have not been in any contact with leaven. So the idea of getting ready for the Passover starts days before with intense cleaning.
Well, I hope now all the ladies eavesdropping across the country are going to forgive the Jewish people for creating spring cleaning. But it is key because as the Jewish people go into these special high holy days, Passover and then Unleavened Bread right the next day, in place a 7-day feast, so it makes about an 8-day feast that they're celebrating. Talk to me about Passover and the reason for Passover and unleavened bread.
Well, of course, Jimmy, it's one of the first feasts and is the first feast after Sabbath spoken about in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23. And it is a feast that that reminds the Jewish people that God redeemed them out of the land of Egypt, that Moses went toe to toe with Pharaoh, said, "Let my people go." God asserted himself after 10 plagues, the 10th being the death of the firstborn. The Jewish people were instructed to put blood of the lamb on their doorposts and on their houses, and when God saw the blood, he would pass over. That's a very important part, biblically, of why we celebrate Passover. And, of course, today, Jewish people regard this as one of the most important feasts that they celebrate of all the seven. And it's one that families get together to remember redemption, that we were redeemed out of Egypt and set free ultimately not through Moses, but through Joshua, of course, but Moses being the prime person.
And then unleavened bread, why that?
Unleavened bread, the rabbis say that leaven represents the evil inclination of your heart, which is an interesting thing to say. Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. So, and at Rosh Hashanah, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Jewish people will go to a running stream of water, throw leavened bread into the stream and say, as far as that bread goes away from me, remove my sin from me. So leaven always has the symbol, both Old Testament and New Testament, rabbinic as well as biblical, of sin.
And when you talk about unleavened bread, how do they prepare that? Isn't it done in something like 7 minutes or something like that?
Well, I can't tell you how long it actually takes, but I can tell you that it's water, it's matzah meal, and it's not allowed to rise. There's no leaven at all, no yeast at all in it. And not only is it limited to just eating of matzah, but I remember growing up, there's a whole separate aisle in supermarkets devoted strictly for products that are unleavened, including Coca-Cola, including all those kinds of things, where they actually stop the production of things that don't even have leaven in them. But because of the danger of coming in contact with them, these major companies that produce food stop their production. Clean the whole place, and then rabbis come in and inspect it, and then they start again and put the seal for kosher for Passover.
Well, I've got to tell you, living 20 years in Israel as a non-Jewish person, a matzah crackers for 7 days in a row do get to you. But I do love, we go to McDonald's there, and there are some McDonald's who use the crackers, and they crunch them all up, and they make the buns out of matzah crackers. Those are some of the best buns for that hamburger from McDonald's I've ever had. That's just some of the experiences that we've had in our 20 years of living there in Jerusalem. Hey, talk to me about, again, always like to make it very practical for Christians. How do we approach our Jewish friends and neighbors with this holy day coming up and using it as an opportunity to lift up the Lord?
Oh, well, I tell you, as a believer who, if you know Jewish people, it'd be wonderful for you to say, you know, thank God for Passover. I wish you a wonderful Passover. You know, Lord bless you. And without Passover, my Passover lamb wouldn't be here. And I just really appreciate you. I would send a card if you want. Just being friendly and acknowledging that they are celebrating an important time for them is really helpful from our vantage point as well. Relationships are the key, Jimmy, as you know, a veteran of living in Israel all those years.
Yes, absolutely. And do it with love, real love that you're conveying to these Jewish friends of yours. Well, I want you to get a hold of Steve's book, Jewish Culture and Customs. This will give you greater insight into our background for Christianity out of Judaism. It's Jewish Culture and Customs. Go to the website, FOI. That's Friends of Israel, but it's just simply FOI.org. You can order the book that way. Steve, I want just to congratulate you for the good books that you have written for the body of Christ to understand better, but thank you for being available again at one of these Jewish holy days to help us, our listeners, understand how that's all taking place.
Always for you, Jimmy.